The proposal from the House Committee on Healthcare doesn't go quite as far as Shumlin would like, and the plan would fall short of the $90 million in state revenue that the Democratic governor wants to generate. But members of the Healthcare Committee still want to pay for significant increases in Medicaid reimbursement rates, as well as major investments in other healthcare reform initiatives. And they say they're ready to raise taxes to do it.
So what the committee's trying to do is thread the needle of how much can we afford, what's a reasonable investment, and how much can we return in premiums and lower hospital budgets to Vermonters. That's the goal.
That's Burlington Representative Chris Pearson, the vice chairman of the Healthcare Committee. The plan from Pearson's committee spends less than Shumlin on boosting Medicaid rates, and it would spend more than the governor on increased state aid to Vermonters who now get their health insurance through Vermont Health Connect. Pearson says many lower-income Vermonters are spending more on insurance in the exchange than they had been under Catamount Health.
We have more and more Vermonters with insurance. Too many of them can't afford to use it. So helping them with those out-of-pocket costs.
Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration, says he's pleased with the general outline of the committee's proposal.
They've come to a set of conclusions that are pretty consistent with our priorities as well.
While lawmakers in the administration may have found common ground on the need for additional healthcare revenue, however, they remain at odds over where the new money ought to come from. Shumlin has proposed a 0.7% payroll tax on Vermont businesses, which would raise $90 million a year. The healthcare committee instead looks poised to endorse a 2-cent per ounce tax on soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages. The tax would raise an estimated $35 million annually. That doesn't get lawmakers all the money they'd need to pay for the additional health care expenditures, and the House would still have to find other sources to fund the remainder of their plan.
I think the committee is very interested in looking at the sugar-sweetened beverage tax. There's clear health implications from drinking so many drinks with added sugar. I mean, these are loaded with sugar.
Lawmakers in the administration say the new expenditures would have the effect of lowering private health insurance premiums. The Healthcare Committee will hold a formal vote on its plan when lawmakers return from their week-long town meeting break. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.